hosting Abbotsford. Have a great game, Randy and Don. Tomorrow on Saturday on WIRI, Marquette at Georgetown. Here at WFHR at 2, Wisconsin men's basketball at Nebraska. And on WIRI at 6:59, River Kings building hockey up and down the river. Mark and Don going to call the game. River Kings versus Hudson. That should be a good one. If you can get to the game, go to the Southwood County Rec Center and check it out. And be sure to check out Seth Faces the Music this Sunday from 6 to 8. And, of course, Director's Cut from 8 to 9. We greatly appreciate all of you out there doing that and spreading the word about these shows. Have a great weekend, everybody. Terry, have a good one.
You too.
We'll talk to you Monday right here from the WFHR studios at, I like the way Katrina says this. I'm going to let her do it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria is now the world's deadliest in more than a decade. The death toll is over 20,000. But amazingly, rescue teams are still finding survivors in the rubble. CBS's Chris Livesay reports.
So that's still a possibility. There could still be survivors here.
We hope so, and that's why we're going to keep trying.
Time may be dwindling, but there's reason for hope. In the form of Yagiz Ulash, just 10 days old, he spent four of them buried alive. His mother was also saved.
A deadly attack in East Jerusalem. A car crashed into a bus stop, killing two people. More power facilities have been targeted in Ukraine. CBS's Cammie McCormick with details.
Several Russian missiles were shot down over Kyiv, but there is damage to the power grids there. Power stations in six regions of Ukraine were hit, and Moldova says one missile violated its airspace. In the meantime, the first U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles headed for Ukraine have arrived in Germany. More than 60 left South Carolina last week. Ukrainian President Zelensky is on his way back to Ukraine after a tour of European capitals to seek more assistance.
Our Nancy Cordes has the latest now on the Chinese spy balloon.
FBI agents are now examining parts of the Chinese balloon that have already been fished out of the ocean.
Oh, look, they hit it.
The deflated balloon descended rapidly Saturday from an altitude twice as high as commercial jet corridors. But the so-called payload, the crucial surveillance equipment, remains on the seafloor off the South Carolina coast.
Police in Harford County, Maryland, have a suspect in custody accused of shooting two police officers. Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
It eventually culminated in our personnel going hands-on with him and physically, after some resistance, being able to place him in custody.
Rihanna is gearing up for the Super Bowl. She told CBS Mornings.
It was so scary because it was kind of unexpected to come back from like zero to the Super Bowl. Like, that's kind of nuts. Getting back to anything right now has to feel worth it. Mm. Nothing is like worthy of right. Your time away from your kid.
Rihanna says the hardest part of preparing a Super Bowl halftime show is trying to boil down her 17-year career into just 13 minutes. Will she have love on her brain? Just shut up and drive?
Baby, you got the keys. Shut up and drive.
On this final trading day of the week on Wall Street, markets are in the red. The Dow's down 56 points. NASDAQ down 108. S&P off 14. This is CBS News.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to find out what General Steel can do for your home or business. That's 888-98-STEEL. Our team will answer your questions and offer you a customized quote. Just call 888-987-8335 now or buygeneralsteel.com.
Still
light the lamp.
All the way down.
rebound, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 27 this afternoon under sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 15, highs around 43. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 10th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. It is 10:06 on the clock. In 10:30 today, we're going to welcome in Bill Arneson, Tri-Norris Ski Club. We're going to be talking about there. Right now, joining us in studio is Mary Schultz. She is the chairman of Empty Bowls, the committee. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Just great. The sun is out. The sky is blue. What more can you ask for in Wisconsin?
It is a pretty nice day out, right?
Yeah, right.
We'll take that. And we're really excited to talk about Empty Bowls. The ninth Southwood County Empty Bowls has been announced. Focus is hosting this event. We're very excited about it, Mary. I'd like to get into a couple of things before we go ahead. Just rewind a little bit. One, let's tell people about Empty Bowls and what it is.
Okay, great. So this is our ninth in Southwood County. It has been around much longer than that. Mm-hmm. It's actually a nationwide program, and I don't know exactly the year that it started. I probably should have looked that up. But it's a program that is designed not necessarily to feed people and get them full and have them have a wonderful meal and go home and say, wow, that was great, I want to do that again. It is more to bring attention to the fact that there are many people whose bowls are empty.
Yeah.
And so the object is to provide something for you to fill your tummies a little bit, but also to kind of leave with the idea of there are many people that don't leave with a full tummy every day and either are coming to school with an empty tummy or going to work with an empty tummy. And just having that knowledge that a full meal isn't always what everybody is getting. So that's why it is called Empty Bowls. You actually get an empty bowl and you will get some soup along with it, but that's the recognition, because someone's bowl is always empty, and that's the theme.
It's one of some of the earliest memories I have is being in the projects in Chicago and growing up and not having a lot, and my mom and dad, my mom specifically, being, you know, well, we're going to go down here, and we go to a soup kitchen, and we're handing soup out, and we're helping people. And it seemed weird. Like, I thought we should be in line. Yeah, I thought, you know, and that kind of thing. But it stood out and it stayed with me. And it's always been one of those things for me that I remember in moments like this, where there are so many people out there struggling. There are people out there that shouldn't be. And this is a way to not only bring attention to that, but hopefully do some good and help those people. While along with celebrating great local businesses and celebrating Focus and so many of these other things. It's a wonderful celebration. I look forward to talking more about this and giving the audience a little more details on the local shops and businesses that are a part of this and everything. Before we do, Mary, I'm curious, how did you get involved with this organization?
Well, actually, I started having knowledge of Empty Bowls from actually Stevens Point, because I actually live in Stevens Point, and so I'd gone to the Empty Bowls at Spash for a number of years, and that's how I was actually aware of it. And then I became involved with the Neighborhood Table about 15, 16 years ago.
Right on.
And actually was on the board for many years, served as a president for a while.
Wow.
And then when the neighborhood table joined with the SWEPS pantry and the backpack program in town, we became Focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's feeding our communities with United Services. So I'm actually the vice president on that board at this time. And so what happened, I served as a server for the, probably the 6th and 7th and the 8th, Southwood County empty bowls here, and then all of a sudden COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't have it in 2021 at all. We just knew we could not have any kind of a sit-down meal. So then 2022 came along, and we're like, okay, we can't lose empty bowls. Okay. We have to do something so that people don't lose that idea. So last year what we did was something very unique. The Potters still made their really cool bowls, and then we went around to many of the restaurants and said, would you participate with a coupon? And so what we offered was a bowl with a coupon for a free bowl of soup at one of our 6 participating restaurants. And so the people actually bought their bowl and got their coupon. So we made 200 bowls last year and sold them all.
Nice.
We went to some of the banks, had them out, some of our schools put them out, and our churches put them out for people to purchase. So it was a much lower event. Typically, we can have proceeds to $6,000 to $7,000, but we still made about $2,500 for food insecurities in our area last year. So this year, with COVID kind of dying out a little bit, hopefully, we were able to say, okay, we're in our new facility. Let's try having an in-house meal again.
Yeah.
So we're back to an in-house meal, hoping to serve 300 to 400 people. That's our goal, and having our raffle baskets again. So we're back to the kind of event it was lastly in 2020.
Thank you for that, Mary. I really appreciate it. And I have to, now I have to do something. I have to let the audience look a little behind the curtain here, because I was really excited about this event. And we've had Empty Bowls join us before. We've talked about them with Morning Magazine before. And certainly talked about everything with Focus, the Neighborhood Table, the Backpack Program. We have them, Dale and the gang join us all the time. But I've seen your name a number of times over the years. And so I went into this and I did something to Mary I've never done before. I just thought, oh, Mary's done this. Mary's been on the air with us before. She has to have been. I've seen her name a bunch and everything. And then I, like, 2 seconds before we're on the air, I'm like, wait a minute, has she done this before? I apologize.
That's
I didn't mean to do that to
That's
you. But
okay.
Your name was very familiar to us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. We've seen your name many, many times. And it's just funny to now put a face to the name and everything. That's it's nice to have you in studio. And
really
do appreciate all the work you, that committee, everybody on that that board does to help our people in need out here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I greatly appreciate, too, is the focus being on the action. And not so much the person. And you may know this just as well as some others out there do, but we all know what it's like to need help. And we also know how hard that can be to ask for help or to let people know or be vulnerable to people. How often do we say, oh, I got this. That's especially in the Midwest. That's what we do. That's what we are as Midwesterners. We're going to take care of it ourselves. And it's no different when it comes to hunger or anything like that. The more common we make this, the more unhush of a voice kind of thing where, hey, this is something that everybody can deal with. And more what a poor person looked like maybe when I was a kid and what a poor person looks like now are very different. Nowadays, you walk across people like this literally every day that are struggling with this. They may not look like your typical, what you might think of in your head, but they're struggling. And so the more attention we can bring to this, the work that you guys are doing under the Focus umbrella, greatly appreciated and greatly needed, unfortunately. And we're not the only ones that notice this, too. We got a lot of local businesses that know this as well. And that's why they jumped in on this and wanted to be a part of it, I imagine. Can we take a moment and talk about some of the featured soups that are going to be a part of this event?
You bet. So we have about 11 different restaurants in town that are participating.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. A couple new ones and then some that have been with us for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So do you want me to actually list
them? Yeah, let's name them.
They
deserve a shout out anyway. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So Aaron's Wine and Steins is a new one for us this year.
Good.
We had, they participated before, but in a different way. So it's nice to have them.
Great people
over there. Yeah. Oh, yes. Anchor Bay. and Danny Kaye's and Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, even though they don't have their shop anymore. They still are a catering business, and they were so happy to join us again this year. So so we're super excited about that. Jennings, Junkyard, Misty's, Olympic Family Restaurant, and Sportsman's are all helping us out this year. So we're super excited about that.
All great, great businesses. I've eaten at every one of those places multiple times. Love the food and
Good.
The only thing better than the food at all those places is the hearts of those people. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. They were all very, very willing to help.
That's
and many
cool.
of those were helpful with us last year when we couldn't even do the sit-down, but we're happy to have people come into the restaurant and get a free bowl of soup. So
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't get to say anything at the time, but I remember when that was going on last year, and just to be able to tell you, what a great idea. What a great way to, instead of just kind of being like, oh, we can't do anything. Like, no, we're going to, again, going back to the Midwest mentality, like, no, you can't tell us, Mother Nature, we can't do this. We're going to make it happen somehow. Like,
that's right.
Way
we're
to be.
Do
that's
something.
Awesome.
Thank you. I did want to mention, too, as you were talking about, you know, the people that, you know, need something, we also have to keep our elderly in mind because our elderly people might not necessarily be lacking the funds to buy food, but they're also lacking the socialization and just to be around people. So many of our guests, especially for our neighborhood meals, they're just people that want to be around people and miss people throughout the week. So we want to mention that, yes, we are definitely trying to help those that are struggling with food insecurities, but we also want to keep those other people in mind that need people and need a caring person to come and put their arm around their shoulder and say, how's your week been? Yeah. What are you up to? What do you need this week? How's it been? Are you feeling okay? Those kinds of questions are super important to many of our guests. And we have to keep that in mind as well, because we don't want to lose that part of our community either.
Way too often in society, the two groups of people we don't think of are our seniors and our kids. And it's weird because we need both of them, but this happens way too often. And I'm really glad you brought that up, especially in our area. We have a strong senior population here, and so it's very important that we pay attention to that when it comes to any of these subjects that I think get lost in the shuffle sometimes with that. I'm really appreciate you bringing the point to that.
Thank you.
We talk about the soups that people can get from all these great businesses. I did want to mention the bowls themselves and what we're how are those looking, and how exciting that's got to be for you guys to be able to see these bowls too and like showing up and everything.
And this year it's really super exciting because one of our schools of elementary students have participated with 150 bowls that the students have made. And they're super cute. You know, they're super different. And then we also have some of our reliables, like Jim Lorbert in town. He is so amazing. The picture on our flyer is one of his bowls. He actually makes a heart-shaped bowl. And it's just gorgeous. And then we have Kathy Vinay, who actually lives, believe it or not, in Waupaca. But she delivers 100 bowls to me every year and says, I love this event. I'm going to continue to do that. She said, I'm working on my technique. And so she just is wonderful. And every year she's always looking forward to the event. And then we were lucky enough to have some from Lincoln High School Art Club.
Cool.
Nakusa students have brought some this year, which is awesome. And then we also had some from the Arts Council has a little club that worked on some bowls.
Wow.
And so they're bringing us some bowls this year. So it's been super neat to have a variety of people making bowls this year. So we're excited.
It seems like, too, in the years you've been doing this, in the years certainly we've had people joining us about 4 or 5 years, I think we've had people joining us for this event. It seems like it's really growing. Like we're getting even more people like kind of chiming in and stuff like that. I hope it's not too much on your guys' plate, no pun intended. But I do hope that it does seem like a very positive, it's nice to know you're not alone in some of these causes, in some of these fights, you know, that, hey, the community's got your back, that other businesses, new businesses showing up, whether it's making the soup or the bowl. And I think of something, too, that it becomes more and more clear to me as time goes on. these kids making these bowls, they know why they're making the bowls.
They do.
They know what these bowls are for. Mm-hmm. And so at a young age, they're seeing this. They're seeing their community respond to this way, to this. And they're being able to participate in this. And we all remember what it was like at that age to have even a little bit of adultism put on us. Mm-hmm. And we feel a little bit better and bigger and stuff like that. Exactly. So we're building these kids' confidence as well, as much as we are showing them the commitment to community.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff matters. Their brains are still sponges, even as teenagers, even as frustrating as that could be sometimes dealing with teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
as a father, I say that, who loves his kids. That's so cool. Like all the little added layers to this event that go on. Think about, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, Jack and Carantini and I, about Focus. This new facility and this new, all this stuff. There's a lot of people that haven't gotten to check that out. And even if you are a family that is not in need, we really encourage you to go check it out. Like, you should see these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it brings a little more awareness and it stays in people's minds a little bit more. But also, it's just really cool to see. It's really cool to see the work that's being done and to be a part of the community and just spread it. Hey, did you see how nice that Focus place looks? They got a hydroponic area and everything. That's really cool. It gives you a little more understanding of the work that's being put into your community and maybe a little more understanding about this cause and why so many of us believe in it so heartily and care so much about it.
Yes, and it's cool because some of the people that come in say, I remember when this was Gritsmuckers, or I remember when the bowling alley was over here. So there's some history there too.
This is all a wonderful cause, and look, you, I say this. This is just between you and I, Mary. Okay.
Oh, okay. Nobody's listening.
These people are getting a steal out there for their money, for what they're spending and for what they're getting.
Oh yeah.
That is like really, really cool. Like, you don't see deals much anymore. But for
especially
now. Yeah, right? You ain't kidding. For a $10 donation, ages 3 and above, you're going to receive quite a bit of stuff just for 10 bucks. Like, this is pretty cool. Can we tell them what comes with that $10? And it is a $10 donation, I should say.
It is. And it's super cool this year because, as you mentioned, we have a lot of different people helping out to do things. So, yes, for the $10, they obviously get their bowl, which they pick. So we have tables of the bowls all set, and they get to pick which one they want to take.
And this ain't a bowl you can find anywhere else. It's completely original.
It's a handmade bowl. Yes.
That's so cool. Right there is worth at least 50, 60 bucks right there.
Exactly.
So you're already getting a deal, and we haven't even started.
And some of the kids are saying, I can't wait to go find mine. I want to find mine. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. But the bowl obviously is number one. Then we have the soups that are all made from our restaurants in town. So yes, that's a deal. I mean, to put a soup into a handmade bowl. You don't actually put it in the bowl, but that's okay. And then we have one of our great cooks from the Neighborhood Meals, Kathy Kuhn, is making. So when you walk in, you're going to smell them.
Oh.
She's making homemade rolls right there on the spot all day. So she is going to be flipping out these handmade rolls batch after batch as long as we need them. And then we have another great cook from our Neighborhood Meals. Dawn Taman is making cookies. And she actually did a trial last night for our meals to see how the people liked them, and they loved them. So Dawn's cookies will be the dessert for them. And then they also have an opportunity to go and look at a lot of baskets. So we can talk about that next. But that's what they actually get to take and eat. So, yes, they get a lot for
$10. I mean, it's just amazing. Just an amazing deal.
And their beverage, too. Forgot the beverage. So they'll have milk or water or coffee to have as their beverage to go with it.
You're getting an original soup from one of our great businesses around here, prepared wonderfully. Homemade rolls and cookies. There's nothing like those in the world. Nothing better.
Nothing better than a hot roll.
I'm so hungry right now. This is such a great idea, great cause. And above all, and not just to mention all of that, and as you touched on there, there's going to be a basket raffle.
Yes. And so far, we started Monday putting them together, and we have two more days we'll work on it. We've already put 45 baskets baskets together.
Whoa.
And hoping to have at least 30 more to go. And places like Ruby Reds, we have the Melaleuca, we have different organizations in town that have sponsored a basket. We have things from Angel Gardens. I have such a long list. I should probably mention some of them.
Sure, since I think that'd be a good any chance we can.
Probably like to have their name on the air. So we have things like Tropical Cafe, Anytime Fitness, Cravings, Taco John's. All of our pizza sponsors are providing pizzas. Dunkin' Donuts. We have Roger Cinema, Cost Cutters. We actually have, and this is pretty exciting, we have 8 tickets to a performance at the PAC, and those tickets, each one is worth $70.
Ooh.
So those are a hot item that are going to be a big one. Some Gamma Phi has gotten together and made some great baskets for us. We have individual donors. We have the Nakusa Church is offering one. So Trace of the Past soaps we've got out of the box. The Arts Council is the one with those great, great tickets for us, and a number of other things. So like I said, we're hoping for about 75 baskets and super excited of what they look like so far.
It may have been easier for you, Mary, to mention the businesses that,
that
aren't.
That didn't, I know.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
I know.
It's really cool. It's
been really great to have the... And I can't help but thank the team, because we have a team of about 6 of us that are really putting a lot of time into this. And without their support and the support that they're putting into it, it wouldn't happen either. So can I mention their name?
Please. Where I was there. For the first time doing this, Mary, that's the third time now you have actually got to something before I get to ask you.
Oh, I'm
you're
sorry.
Good at it. No, you're good. That's good. That's great.
Okay. So I want to thank Linda Olson, who has been a member of the Southwood County Empty Bowls team for a while.
Yeah.
And she, thank goodness, is guiding us to make sure we don't forget anything important. And then we have Don Mansell, who's in charge of all of our volunteers. We have Mary Jo Zirath, who's helping us with our raffle. We have Mayor DeBile, who is doing all of our communications and things like that. We have Lisa Bore, who has been our bowls person, who's going around and getting all of our bowls for us. And then we actually have a new friend this year, Jan from Love Inc. Been helping us. And I know she was on the air last week for her event.
Yes.
That's the night before ours. So she's a busy, busy gal. So it has been a great team to work with, and super thankful for their support and all of their time that they have devoted to this. So
It's such a fun event. I have not gotten to go in years past. I am bound and determined to go this year.
Good.
I am locked in. I'm making darn sure that I'm going to. And thankfully for me, not only is this in the kind of late morning, early afternoon, which is a perfect time for a lot of people, you know, free. But it's not an hour thing. It's 11 to 2. So you got a bit of a window there and everything to be able to partake in this.
Yep.
Is this an event that we need to register for? Do we need to sign up anything for that?
No, definitely not. We have seating for 100 at a time. So it is possible that you may have to stand in line. But the good news is, while you're standing in line, you can go look at all the raffle baskets.
There you go.
So if you get there and the lunchroom is crowded a little bit, you can take time to go look at the raffle baskets, purchase some tickets, and try to win something. You don't have to be there to win. We will let you know if you win something, and it'll be available at the Focus office throughout the whole week following. So you don't have to be there. It's not a you have to be there to win. So if you can't eat right away, you can look at the raffles. Or if you get there and you can get a seat, you can eat and then go look at the raffles.
Yeah.
So we have it both rooms. So we're using both the meal site side for the meal and then the actual food pantry side. So it'll give you an opportunity to see the food pantry, see the what you mentioned before, the hydroponics unit. So that's where all the raffle items will be. So it'll take the whole building pretty much. So
I want to send a big shout out to all these businesses that have helped out and that are a part of this, all the kids that help make these bowls, all the people that help make these bowls, and a real special shout out to you and the staff at Focus, all the volunteers and the people that make this stuff happen. All these things you're talking about, Mary, in the back of my head, all I can think of the baskets being made, all this stuff. Like, it takes a lot of hands, a lot of work, and a lot of love. We thank all you people, everybody doing this stuff, but we want to be able to help too. If you guys could use volunteers, if you guys could use people to give an extra hand here and there, is there a way to any way we can like direct them to go to as far as volunteering and that kind of thing?
Sure. If they, well, we have two of us, Don Mansell and I are the ones that are kind of collecting names. So if you go to the Focus website, I believe there is a space on there where you can link on to see the area to where you could volunteer. We could still use about 10 more volunteers. We're doing pretty good, but, you know, things always happen where somebody might get sick, and so we could always use a few more. So if, or contact Focus, and they'll give you our contact information if you really would like to help, because that would be awesome as well.
So the history of Empty Bowls. Empty Bowls began in 1990 as an art class project in Michigan High School to raise funds for a food drive. Students made ceramic bowls, served a meal of soup and bread, and invited guests to keep the bowl as a reminder of hunger in the world.
Well, thank you. You did your homework.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. Even more interesting is the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls project. This is going to be going on Saturday, February 18th from 11 to 2 over at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by going to focusofswc.org. It's focusofswc.org. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. Really nice time, Mary. This was great. The problem is you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now.
Okay, you're going to have to come back sometime. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. And we'll be spreading the word about this event.
Awesome. Can't wait.
We'll take a break right now. We'll come back with more Morning Magazine for you here at WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Katie and Nina with the Collar Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. The Collar Club, where we groom, board, and play, and keep your pets safe and happy while you're away.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 27 this afternoon under sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 15. Highs around 43. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 10th, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we are joined right now by our friends from the Tri-Norris Ski Club. We have Bill Arneson with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And we have Kelly Rosenkrantz with us. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here again. I look forward to this. We've done this a couple of times together and everything, and I always look forward to when you guys join us and we can talk about this awesome event. I want to dive into the event in a moment, but when we're talking about an event that's been around 90 years, I feel like we have to touch on the history a little bit first. So I'm so excited to talk about this. I didn't do my interview job. How are you guys doing? I should ask how you're doing first. Bill, how you been?
I've been doing fine, thank you.
Good, good to hear. Kelly, how about you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks
good,
for asking.
Good. Okay, yep. Now we can talk about that. You got to be polite. You got to be proper here and everything. Let's dive right into the event, and especially for those people that out there may not know, can we get into the history of the event and why it's so important to this area? And Bill, I'll start with you.
Okay. Pam, your receptionist, just asked me. She had just learned how we got the name Trinors. Mm. And I mentioned to her that it was originally started by three Norwegians, my father, Ole, Gunnar Rebney, and Ingmar Ingmarsson. Hmm. And so there were three Norwegians, and they also had one in Lacusa, one in Port Edwards, and one in Wisconsin Rapids. So they had a Tri-City. Hmm. So it was a given that
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a Tri-North Ski Club.
Ha! So, I didn't know that either. Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, it's not a well-known fact, but we do have a little history in our ad book every year at our tournaments.
Okay.
So,
hmm.
The other thing is they started the hill. My dad and the other two Norwegians started the hill in 1929.
Hmm.
In 1932, we became our first tournament hmm. and became associated with the Central United States Ski Association.
Hmm.
So. We've been in existence. This will be our 91st tournament.
Wow.
And this year, we're going to dedicate it to my brother, Ole, who passed away. Ole Jr., I should say. He passed away in July.
Hmm.
And so we're going to, in his memory, we're dedicating this tournament to him.
I'm sorry for the loss.
Well, we are too, but he was around for a long time. And
yeah.
He was a judge in the Central United States Ski Association, and he was lucky enough to be an official at the Lake Placid Olympics Games.
Whoa.
And also Salt Lake City Olympic Games.
That is a good life.
So he had an interesting life.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And what a great way to honor his legacy, naming this. That's a very honorable, nice thing to be able to do, too.
Well, we're hoping that... we've had trouble arranging this tournament this year because of rescheduling.
Mm.
But we're hoping that this will go off on the 25th,
yeah.
and we'll be able to honor him.
Bill, I know what this event means to the community, and I know how many people have long ties to it. I don't think many have the origin story that you do with it and everything. I can't imagine what this event means for you and your family and that it's still going on.
Yes, it is, and... it's dedication with people like Kelly that keep it moving.
It's a fun sport. It's such an engaging sport, too, and it's such a family-friendly. I mean, there's so many things about it that are exciting and fun. I know it's one of my one of the few things you can get my dad to talk about outside of boxing and hockey is skiing. It's one of the few things outside of that, or baseball, I should mention. But when it comes to this, Kelly, and we hear the history of this, how did your history begin with this?
Well, my father was under Bill's father's wing.
Wow.
He jumped back in the 30s. I mean, they had to quit because of when the war came.
Mm-hmm.
But then my dad really never got started again, but I started at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And we skied at the Arneson Hill that was right here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's where I got started and then moved out to Syracuse. And then my kids came along.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three generations here of skiers and such.
But, it's awesome.
So
it's one of those it's one of these events and one of those things that you participate in out of tradition, maybe out of those things, but you keep doing it longer in life because of the love of the sport, the love of doing it. And
that's it. It's in your blood.
Yeah.
And we've had just so many people that have come through the ranks and eventually they leave. I mean, they but there's a few of us that, like I said, it gets in your blood and it's a beautiful facility and it's fun to watch kids mature.
Let's touch on some other interesting things about the event. Let's tell people about the details right away, when the event is and how they can, where it'll be taking place. Let's touch on that first.
Okay, well, this year it's going to be February 25th, a Saturday. It'll be start at noon, and we'll probably be done around 3 o'clock. As far as the details, we don't charge admission. We feel that the people in the community support us. We can support them. Mm. And it's free parking. We have a huge parking lot. The last few meets, it's been full. And we're expecting from, like Kelly mentioned, 60 to 70 skiers. And they'll be coming from the Central United States Ski Association, which encompasses Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. And so we are well represented at this meet.
What kind of, as far as the meet itself, what kind of events will be going on during that?
Well, we have skiers. We have, actually, we'll be using three hills this year. We have a little 5-meter hill.
Okay.
Those are kids. I think the youngest we've had is 2.5, 3 years old. That'll start on this little hill, and it's just really a bump. But
yeah.
We call it a 5-meter, so there are kids that can go I mean, 15 feet or
that's do awesome the, for them.
Do the math. That's so cool.
And, and then... So we have a lot of little beginners on that hill. And then we move to our 10-meter hill, which is another age group, 8 to 9-year-olds, I believe. And then we go to our 20-meter hill, which is a little bigger. You get some 60, 70-foot rides, you know, off of that particular jump. But what's fascinating about Tri-Norse, I'm sure everybody has watched the Olympic Games. And
yeah.
In
yeah.
prior years... the Central United States has the best representation on that Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
And all those kids, although they're from Minnesota and Chicago, three of them are right from the Chicago area, all these kids came through our program.
Yeah.
They all started on this little 5-meter hill, went to the 10, went to 20, went to the 40, and then on they go overseas, and then eventually they make this little Olympic ski team. So it was an honor to have been able to announce these kids, and I let everybody know that that's where they all started.
Especially in our house, we've known about Tri-Norse even going back to our living in Chicago and everything because of those ties you're talking mm-hmm. about there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're big Olympic fans in our house, Winter Olympics especially, big homers. So any chance to shout USA is meaningful. But then when it becomes a Midwest kid out there, mm-hmm. we just lose our minds. Like, oh my God, that's even
yeah.
bigger and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool tie to mention. And I don't think we didn't get a chance of mentioning it other than every couple of years when the Winter Olympics come along, but mm-hmm. it's always noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really cool comment to might kind of mention, especially to those out there that may not know that.
Exactly.
The event itself is also going to have some other fun things. I see that the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is going to have a mixed media arts there.
That I'm not aware of. But,
okay.
I know the Visit Rome and Meredith from the Convention and Visitors Bureau have been working on some things.
So. Oh, okay. That is noteworthy. That's really good to hear. They do such a great job of that.
We encourage use of that facility. I mean, it's out there, and a lot of people don't even know it's there. So just get a hold of us and...
It definitely needs to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually an interesting note, Kelly. For those that haven't been able to be out there yet or check it out yet, so maybe we should touch on that a little bit and getting people out there and getting just, even if it isn't for this event, knowing that it's there and checking it out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
There's... when it comes to skiing, to those that haven't done it before or anything, I don't know if it seems intimidating or anything, but there are a few things that I can think of that are, I don't want to say easier to pick up and have fun with, but to pick up and do and just enjoy. Especially once you feel comfortable on those skis, even if you're just going in a straight line, I mean, you're going to enjoy that feeling. You're going to enjoy that, let alone taking a little jump or any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that people, you know, right out the gate we could tell them as far as like putting on a pair of skis first time, like that they, it might be a good tip, might be good to know just going into this?
Well, just if a little kid has the knack for skiing, I mean, you can take just about any size ski and fit them with a pair of boots. You can get these little skis with just little rubber snap-ons or little bear claws. Or
yeah.
I don't remember what we used to call them, Bill. And just take them around the yard and put a broom handle behind their legs and just get them stabilized.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then get them out to one of these hills and just let them go down at their own pace. And if they like it, they're going to like it. And then you just go from there.
I appreciate that. It's easy. I think that right away tells you right out the gate that this is something that if you can get them engaged in at a young age, mm-hmm. they can build a little confidence in, they can enjoy, mm-hmm. and take a little pride as well in their community. Interesting, we're talking, and I had the guys from the Historic Point Boston this week, and we were talking a little bit about them and the history of the history of that place and the pride that comes in when people take in tours there and stuff. Feel a very similar thing with this and the Tri-Norris group, that you can't not take a little pride in it and in your community and in the area when you're a part of these things, when you hear the history of it. There's not many things that are celebrating 90 plus years. Yes, that's impressive. That is really, and these things happen because certainly the community supports it. Bill, I really love that line that you had earlier about the event being free because the community supports you guys and you want to support them. So very well said, sir. That's noteworthy too, because I mean, for this to survive that long, for one, it means you guys are doing something right. It also means the community backs this. They believe in it. They enjoy it just as much.
Well, there's one thing that I should note, that we've been kept a secret a long time because nobody knows we're back there, because you can't see it from County Road O.
Yeah.
And so we invite the people to come out. We have other events that they can come out to. We have in June, we'll have the Mudder, where we've had as many as 250 kids. Kelly mm-hmm. can tell you a little bit more about the course than I can. And we also have what we call the Colorama in the fall, where we give the people rides up to the top of the hill, and then they climb up to the scaffold and view from up there four counties of color. Unfortunately, this last year, we didn't hit the colors, but we still had a very good turnout.
Still
so
a beautiful
view. So that's the way people can come out and see what we have there.
Kelly, I want to talk about those other events coming up this year, if you don't mind. We got to take a quick commercial break in a moment. Before we do, though, Bill, I can't let you skate by this any longer. Sorry, because my notes are a little jumbled around here. Who won the MVP award in 2019?
That was me.
Was that you?
Yes.
Bill, I feel like I should have started with that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
No, I've been on the sports commission for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I was honored that year. And Kelly has filled in for me on occasions too when I couldn't make it. So
I do remember when this happened, and we weren't able to congratulate you then. So here we are 3 years later. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more with Bill and Kelly from Tri-Norris Ski Club right on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little. A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 27. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 15. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
I'm 25th. Come on out.
Yeah, I can't wait. Looking forward to talking some more with our friends from the Tri-Nora Ski Club. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. We've got Bill and Kelly here with us. Bill Arneson and Kelly Rosecrans. I got that time? Okay. A little closer? Closer? We appreciate you guys being here today. We've been talking about the a great event coming up. I want to talk more about that before we wrap up, but Bill touched on a couple of events coming up later this year. And Kelly, if you don't mind, I would like to touch more on those. So if we can just give people a little bit of feedback on those events.
Okay. Every summer, right around Father's Day, we started an event or something about 5-6 years ago called a mini mutter. Mm-hmm. And all it is, on our land out there, we have about a mile course with about 17 or 18 different obstacles that kids just have to, and these kids can be, they come from age 2 to 92. Mm-hmm. Mothers and fathers and grandmas and grandpas, but anyway, they run around this course, and we have just different barriers, different obstacles for them to run through, but a lot of them have a lot of mud incorporated with them. Mm. So they're going to come out of there really, really muddy if they want to, and believe it or not, they really get into this.
yeah, I can imagine.
But when they're all finished, I mean, there's one particular tube that I run. It's about 20 feet long, and it's all filled with black dirt, and there's a skirt over the top of it, and these kids have to crawl through there, and a lot of them swim through there. So when when they come out, well, I'm at the finish line, so we have the Rome Fire Department there. Mm. So they hose all these kids off. So I mean, that is, they just have a great time doing it.
I can't imagine.
So that's another event where there's concessions. These kids get shirts. But they're all over that facility, and they have a great time.
It's a great one. So
we had 250 kids there, I think, a few years ago, before the COVID.
And you said that's usually around Father's Day. That's when we can kind of keep an eye out for it around then. Mm-hmm. And certainly when you guys announce it, we'll be talking about it on the air here.
That'd be great.
We'll probably bring you guys back to talk about it, too.
Yeah. We'd appreciate that.
This year it'll be June 17th on a Saturday.
Okay, June 17th. Okay, good to know. Thank you, sir. That's a fun one. And, you know, with this event, with any of the events you guys put on over there, they're fun. They're great. When you attend these events, not only are you going to have a good time, but you're helping keep things alive over there and keep things running. Because these events help. They go a long ways. And you guys being able to, you know, offer the services you do, to offer the education that you do, to help these kids who, you know, they're going to have a good time. They're going to learn and grow and gain confidence as young people. And you never know, we might have some future Olympians being grown out there too and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't hurt. I don't know if anybody, I don't believe anybody out there would be against us bringing more gold home or anything like that. It feels like a pretty good investment to be able to make. And that is what you're doing. When you're attending these events at the Tri-Norris Ski Club, you're making an investment in your community. You are putting back into your community. You are helping a great history, a great event, a fun sport stay alive and keep you guys, all you great people over there, helping you guys continue to do the work you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I should mention one thing. On February 4th, in conjunction with the Visit Rome and the what they call the draft committee, they had a candlelight walk, and was attended by over 100 people. And then they had a spaghetti dinner, and that was put on by them. All we had to do was supply the chalet and the course.
That's pretty nice. You know, and the work that we're able to do, we send a big thank you to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting up the interview here and all the work that they do. Again, when you can work with people in the community like that, it makes us all stronger, makes us all better for it. When it comes to the event itself, is there anything people should know that maybe we haven't gotten a chance to touch on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Our facility out there is, it's about... on Highway 13 South, you go about a mile past Lake Arrowhead entrance, and you take a left on County Trunk O. The thing with that is, State or the town of Rome has that huge motorcycle course out there, mm-hmm. and that is a real broad, vast area that looks like there can be a lot of activities there. People have stopped there, and there was nothing going on, and they turned around and left. Many radio television stations that were going to come down to do our event years ago saw that there was no one there. And then we never got on the screen. So you have to keep going. You have to go about another half a mile. And we have signs usually that says ski jump ahead, or we have a place to enter by our gate. But a lot of people miss that because they don't know they have to go another half a mile further to get into our gate. And then we're landlocked back there. So anyway, that's something they should know.
Right on. Very good to know. And we want to remind people that this event, the Mudder coming up, I mean, all year long there is stuff to do. There isn't a bad time of year to be out there at Tri-Norris. It's always beautiful out there, one. Mm-hmm. There's never a bad look. You're never going to have a bad view, no matter where you're standing or what you're doing out there. But there's other great events. There's other great things going on. I want to encourage people to just celebrate that area all season long.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
I would really, Bill and I would really like to thank our community, all the businesses in town. Without them sponsoring us and their generous donations, we wouldn't be able to survive. So, and there's a lot of people in our community that they help us out, and it's greatly appreciated.
Many hands, it helped make this kind of thing happen, and certainly the community thanks you guys for the work that you're doing too. A lot of that is shown in sponsorship and those kind of things, and hopefully attendance. We want to make sure these events are well attended, and that we can help you guys keep on doing this great stuff over there. So one more time, let's kind of go over the details of the main event itself and let people know one more time about that, Bill.
Okay, this year it's going to be on February 25th. It was originally scheduled for the 11th of February, but the association had some scheduling problems, and so we ended up going on the 25th, which is a little bit later than we normally do, but it will start at noon, and as Kelly mentioned, go beyond the motorcycle entrance, and it's the next entrance into our hill. You can't see it from County Road O. And then we'll have the competition on the 5-meter, 10-meter, 22-meter, and the awards. And we should also mention that we are sponsors of the Badger State Game ski jumping. And so they will be there. They have to register for that separately. And the kids really like that because the Badger State medals are huge. And so we get a lot of feedback on that. Sponsoring the Badger State Games.
There was two things I wanted to wrap up on, and that was one of the big ones, was the Badger State Games taking place there. The ski jump and the Nordic combined, people love this and love that. And it's got to be, I'm glad you mentioned the kids, Bill, because I think we get so caught up in being adults sometimes. Thinking about it, looking through a kid's eyes, I can't imagine how excited they must get at seeing those things. And who knows what that inspires. Our winter activities are well attended and have a lot of great have a lot of good youth in them, but I think we could always use a little bit more, a little more of the younger generations, a little more young blood in a lot of these events. It's a great idea to parents out there to bring them to these. It's a nice fun family event. Let's be honest, this time of year, we're all looking for things to bring us out of the house, to get us out of our shacks and everything. Here's a great one. And you're going to have fun. And by all rights, the weather and everything, the way it's looking, like this should be a pretty nice day out there, too. Mother Nature looks like she's even going to cooperate with us for it.
As long as we can have enough snow, Kelly's in charge of getting the hills in shape, so he says that we should be in good shape out there.
Good to hear.
We got a rough week coming up, though, Jim.
Yeah, we do. I'll be thinking of you guys every time I talk to the weatherman. I'll see what I can do here.
Thanks. I mean, we're able to stockpile snow, and I think that's what we might have to do.
We're looking forward to the event. It is going to be so much fun. Let's tell people how they can find out more about it. Do you guys have a website? Otherwise, I have the trinorris.org. You can go to trinorris.org is the website that I have here. Also, the great Facebook page. Type in your search bar, Tri-Norris, and you should be able to find it pretty easily from there. But keep up to date on those things as well. And again, thank you guys for the time. Really do appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
We're looking forward to having you guys back, too. And we'll be talking about this event leading up to it and sending people your way. I did want to have, we did want to thank also the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau that set up this interview. They had a couple of other notes we wanted to let you know about. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is featuring a mixed media arts invitation exhibit Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays beginning at 10 and is continuing their pottery, writing, and live music. Alexander House Center for Art and History is hosting a photography and jewelry exhibit Tuesday, Thursday, and Sundays beginning at 1 o'clock through the 21st. And of course, the Southwood County Historical Museum is open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Sundays beginning at 1. They feature a traveling Martin Luther King exhibit in honor of Black History Month. And don't forget snowshoes at Med Wildlife. Free parking, snowshoes are available to borrow, and plenty of other great things going on with our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Be sure to check them out and visit them, and a big thank you to them. Want to send a thank you to all of our guests this week. A really fun, successful week of Morning Magazine. Appreciate all the people that came up and put up with me and joined us on the air here. And of course, have to send a big special shout out to the best in the business, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, with the great scheduling work she does week in and week out. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week. We'll kick it off with Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. Playmakers will be from 10 to 11. We'll be taking your sports thoughts and feelings. Call up with your feelings on anything going on. I don't know. There happens to be a little bit of sports going on this week, and I think there's a big game on Sunday or something like that. Maybe we'll talk about it on Playmakers on Monday. We're looking forward to doing that. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon and later here at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting.